a local actress. She's an artist and a philanthropist and entrepreneur and choreographer.
And is she a survivor?
She's actually was diagnosed with stage 3.
Oh.
She is already, her name is LaRonda Etheridge.
Yeah, I see that here, LaRonda. And, the Pink Warrior.
She's an amazing lady. She was diagnosed in March with stage 3. She went through 2 rounds of chemo. She's now going through her radiation. And she's been nothing
mastectomy? Or no, they're saving them more.
Huh? You know what? That's a really good question because she came into our salon and she looked amazing and I did not want to add, you know, I didn't want to like get
you didn't
into,
want to look there?
No.
No, I'm just kidding.
God bless her. She looks beautiful. Oh. And she's strong and she has 2 children. And you know, when you think of like our hair salon, Aquarius salon, you think of, you know, transforming hair and skin and your body and things like that. But, you know, typically that's what hair salons do, but we decided we would transform in a grander way and help somebody.
I think it's wonderful.
And the community has been amazing. Reno is amazing. We have labels, Melting Pot, Junkies, Dressed Like That, Bobos.
Sounds like all stuff from the 60s, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Bobo's Melting Pot.
Yeah, it does. It sounds like a whole little
fantasy chocolate.
You know, so we have we have people that have donated their time and their effort to put this event together. It's going to be October 22nd.
So we're talking cocktails and live music here at 6 o'clock.
Yep. And you know where it's going to be? At 701 South Virginia at the old Del Mar station. Now I'm dating myself.
Whoa, I used to date myself at that time, too. I went there a lot.
I bet you were dating yourself.
I dated myself. I wanted to go single.
Who else would date you, right?
I did too.
Whoever you could pick up in there, you know? New people, lots of music, lots of great bands. The old Del Mar station, it was also, it's been transformed a couple of times since then.
Was the last venue that was there, Coco Boom. So they've gutted it. Bernie's amazing.
I was just going to say, have they gutted it? I was going to say that.
It's completely gutted, and it has a new energy for us because we're going to put all the pink stuff in there. Gina Hernandez from Dance Unlimited is going to be choreographing and staging the show. So we're very...
Fashion show? I mean, what are we going to see?
It's going to be a fashion show, but it's actually, I would like to call it a fashion show performance art because we're going to have dancers and Gina Hernandez dancers are going to be doing three numbers. We're also going to be, so it's going to be a fashion show, but it'll keep flowing and dancers will be in and you'll be able to see the fashion. So it'll be kind of a very
entertaining. Yeah.
It's going to be entertaining and I'm really grateful for Gina for doing that because it is.
Yeah, this would be a hard thing to put together anyway.
It is.
But fun for her.
It's so fun, and she's put so much work into it. But she's amazing because she's put out a lot of dancers down in L.A. and New York. Her dancers get gigs.
And does she have family or friends that have suffered from breast cancer and survivors?
She has her grandmother on that day passed on, and it's so odd, October 22nd.
That's the date of the big event.
Yes, and she was like, oh my goodness, Regina, this is on a day. And
it's kind of synchronistic.
Yeah, it's very synchronistic.
Synchronistic.
Okay. But I'm so grateful to the community and you guys, thank you so much
because absolutely.
The support is amazing. And you know these times are tough.
They are.
And we are, you know, they've come together and said, what do you need? Everybody. I mean,
that's the only way to get things done.
Yeah, you down to paper. People are copying our brochures for us and... I could name, there's so many people to name that it's really impossible to go through the list. We'd be here for 2 hours.
Are you surprised at what you can get done for no funds?
Yes, I am very surprised.
When people pull together, which, you know, maybe all this kind of crazy economic thing that's going on now is bringing people, we're taking on responsibilities locally.
Yep.
To do things for breast cancer and other things.
I mean, actually,
it's
very important for our local community, Reno, and of course the state to really hone in and take care of their own.
It's amazing what we can get done, isn't it?
It really is amazing. Last year, our event was, you know, a much smaller event, and we were like, maybe we're going to do it next year, but we never thought it was going to get this grand.
Well, and I know you're from Aquarius Salon and Spa.
Yeah.
Do you have any statistics on where we're at with breast cancer now?
You know, I could make a list of my statistics right now. But
I thought she was going to say I could make something up.
I was just going to go there and say I could make something up, but I don't have my computer in front of me, and that would be a really good thing. I'm going to write a really nice thing for me. Can you get
for
me?
Have him bring up something there. He can get some statistics.
You know, give me some
right there.
T- statistics.
I don't like saying that word.
It's a very tough word to say, isn't
it? So here I am on the radio station researching breasts.
Yes.
Breast cancer. And you know what the most important thing about breast cancer is early
detection. Save the breasts.
Save the breasts. And it's early detection.
Early detection.
You know, and so, you know, I crack up because we have to laugh during a lot of these times, but you know, during the event, I tell my friends, okay, at the event, I'm going to have everybody raise their hands and take their left hand and start doing
feeling
the
for their,
yes,
their check, their
yes,
breast check.
Yes, you know, but that's really important
okay,
for the women to do that.
What kind of statistics do you want?
You know what? Name us one right that
about
you see.
About 1 in 8 women in the United States will develop invasive breast cancer.
Oh my goodness
gracious.
Wow,
that's a high number.
That is a high number. And we, in the fashion show, we have about 8 women that are survivors.
But you know what? I don't want to downplay it, but all of these kind of breast cancers, all of the different cancers and things that happen to us, we seem to rise above it.
For women in the U.S., breast cancer death rates are higher than those for any other cancer besides
could
lung
you give
cancer.
Us some good statistics? Look down
you know,
that list
you know
there.
What's an interesting statistic?
Just survival for, statistics.
Survival. Well, her mother, LaRonda Etheridge's mother, is a survivor of breast cancer.
Yeah, there's many.
So this is they're there and they're here and they're standing. And you know what the thing that I observe in LaRonda and other survivors is that they decide and make a decision for themselves that they're gonna, you know, instead of saying why me?
Poor me.
Yes. Yeah. They go, you know, who am I going to be? What am I going to be in the face of this?
And what can I get out of it?
And what can I learn?
Give to other people?
Exactly.
And they learn so many things.
And I think that's really the true essence of who we are. Mm-hmm. You know, what's inside us and who are we going to choose to be in adversity?
And maybe that's why it takes us these kind of things to come around and help each other and survive.
And it feels good to be united,
good.
You know? I mean, because we can't
survival
do these things
rates
alone.
Are really good.
All right, hit us up.
Younger than 45, your survival rate is 81%.
There you go. Now you're getting some good stuff.
And it gets better. 45 to 64, your survival rate goes up to 85%. And if you're 65 and older, your survival rate is 86%.
You know
why? Why is it going up?
Because you don't need those boobs anymore after a certain age. Just get rid of them.
I can't believe that's it.
That's sick. Okay, breast cancer blowout.
It's good to have a sense of humor, though.
Come on, you got to have it.
Yeah.
Breast cancer blowout coming up Saturday, October 22nd. Cocktails and live music starts at 6.
Yep.
Be a fashion show and prizes. That's fun. What kind of prizes did you get?
We have some amazing raffle prizes. I would like to say that I should have wrote that down. That really makes me look bad. But anyway,
because you're trying to think of all the people that
I'm
sponsored
trying to
your
think,
prizes.
Yes, I am. And there's so many. They're big. They have high value, the raffles. They're like one is a $500 value. Another is a $100 value. We have so many different values on these raffle prizes.
And I don't think people care how big the value is. They're going for a good time. They could win something. And it's just a wonderful time.
Yes, it is.
Tell me about the pink party at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
I need to know.
Okay, the pink party. Well, of course, wear your pink.
Of course.
But we have an amazing DJ, and we're just going to be dancing. We're going to dance. And it's going to be a family event. I mean, we have children that are in the fashion show. So it's not like... everyone's coming. Everyone's invited.
And no burlesque.
No burlesque.
Okay.
No burlesque. No, you know.
Jay Davis.
I'm sorry. Get your tickets where?
You can get your tickets at Aquarius Salon and Spa. That's at 141 East Pueblo, 89502.
That's down there by the club.
It is. It's okay. It is down by the club. I don't know if anybody knows where Rapscallion is, which we eat lunch at a lot. It's one block north of there.
Okay.
It's one block north of there.
So go.
And
all proceeds are going to bend. Proceed.
All proceeds.
Local Pink Warrior.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at this black and white thing.
All the proceeds are going to LaRonda Etheridge. They are all, it's all of it. So there's no percentages. You know, we decided we're not going to a big company.
Have a good time and make some money for this wonderful
woman
who's helping other women.
You bet. And she's a strong lady, and it's amazing to watch.
Regina, thank you very much. We appreciate you coming in. Breast cancer blowout.
Thank
coming your
you.
Way.
Ooh, yeah.
thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
We'll be back here with Broadview. JP and I have more to say. We'll be back. And we have some more guests, too.
1270, The Buzz. Hi, Nick Garcia here from Reno Media Group. Have you ever felt like you're the smartest business in your industry and you can't understand why more people aren't buying what you have to offer? Look, we're in an environment today where you need answers as a business. You need real results and we can help big time. You want to be the first business that consumers think of when they need a product or service, and I can show you how to do that. We'll teach you how to master three key marketing tactics and how to crush any competitor. Take the step today to dominate your industry. Call now, 343-5500. That's 343-5500. Look, if you don't find ways to increase your profits, your competitors are going to. Whether you're a one-man business or a multi-million dollar company that needs an edge, be the one of the few that takes action, and we'll add your name to our list of clients that absolutely dominate in their industry using our proven formula. Call now, 343-5500. That's 343-5500. I'm looking forward to taking your business to the next level.
1270 The Buzz is proud to present Tales of Nevada Past and Present. Tune in every Saturday from 1 to 2 p.m. We'll take you back to a time when Nevada was the pride of the Old West. We'll explore our cultural history and some of today's success stories. Tales of Nevada is hosted by Hugh Roy Marshall and presented by the Silverland Inn & Suites and by the Marshall Mint in Virginia City. Tales of Nevada, Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. on 1270 The Buzz. 1270 The Buzz, an equal opportunity employer, seeks the help of local community organizations in referring qualified job candidates to this state.